You're listening to The Training Dummies. With Rob.
You have no hope.
And Daryl.
Poke not the darkness, lest the darkness poke you.
Greetings and welcome to episode 137 of The Training Dummies, recorded on September 7th, 2016. My name is Daryl, and Rob is saying I have no hope because I squandered beta.
Hey, you're like digging into that, man.
Oh, totally. Totally.
You're getting the mileage out. I did say it.
You did say I squandered beta. So how are you doing tonight, Rob?
Dude, awesome, man. I absolutely loving Legion so far.
Yeah, it's been a blast. But there's lots in Legion that's new, and there's lots that I don't understand yet because I squandered beta. So that's why we have our guest on this evening and to teach us all about class order halls. So let's give a big Training Dummies welcome to Aleva.
Rusty. Yay.
I'm feeling
I am
the
rusty.
Rust here.
You notice that too.
Can I have a break?
I know, man. It's okay though, because we prefer to put out content that we want to put out, not the obligatory content.
Reasonable.
So, that being said, if people don't remember you, Ali, you were a Pratt warrior that carried us to victory during some High Maul days.
Yeah.
You did a warrior and like tanking episode with us, right?
Yep.
And now you have become a mainstay and had one job with us and quite an awesome resource for our team. So, yes, I did tell Daryl that he squandered his time in beta, and that's why he has no idea what's going on with the order halls.
But he did, so it's not a lie.
Well, and it's not bad, because a lot of people were just like, that's not what they wanted out of beta. I did want to kind of get a taste and know what I was looking for and be prepared. And some people did not want to be prepared.
And that's okay.
Well, if you know what, we'll just do the interview questions the same way, because if people don't know you, then they need to. And if they do know you, then then they can be on the edge of their seats waiting to see if how well they know you. So, when did you start playing, and what is your current main?
Well, going back again, I started playing December after Wrath release. My friend was chilling in the college main community center. That's what it called. Oh, wow, it's been too long. I was just sort of leaning over him, and there he was playing WoW. And so he got me playing, got me all set up with the battle chest, and I think it took me, about a week to get to 20, and then about 10 levels every week after that to get up to 80. Started up with a priest, and then switched to a monk, then to a warrior, then back to the priest, and now to a mage. So back to my staple of a ranged DPS.
Woo! What is the origin of the name Aleva?
Well, currently I'm using the A-L-L-A-Y-V-A option. My priest was used an I instead of the Y. And honestly, I just hit the random name generator a few times, looked around on an elven name generator and played around with a few of them and combined a couple of things that I saw, and boom, there it was. It wasn't some great thing. It was just kind of thrown together. It's still pretty unique. Most people can figure out who I am pretty quickly, which is nice. Nice to be unique. A special snowflake.
That's awesome. What would you say is your most fond memory in, or because of? I don't even know if WoW should be our question anymore. If it just be because of gaming, or let's do WoW, because it's just like it's all about WoW right now.
Yeah, it is all about WoW. Gosh, my most crowning achievement was really getting the top, some really world's top US top world kills in Cataclysm. I had a US top 50 Fire Lord, a US 28th Madness of Deathwing, and even a world third or fifth for Heroic Yorsage. So, but that was more, everybody else went to the other boss, Warlord Zonaz, and we went to your Sage. So it was more just luck, I guess. I don't know.
Whatever works.
That's awesome.
Whatever works, right?
Yep. Nice. Well, I'm assuming your top Blizzard title is Warcraft. And if it is, what is your second favorite?
Actually, it's not. I really, really prefer Heroes of the Storm most. As you can tell, when WoW dies off and I have nothing to do, I'm instantly back over in Heroes of the Storm. I just like the kind of fun play with it. It's kind of frustrating if you're not, grouped with people, because it is such a team-centric game. Mm-hmm. But it is a lot of fun. I like the MOBA style without all the crazy, like, last hit for gold and weird stuff that League of Legends and Dota 2 kind of find as their main staples. So it's definitely my more fun, relaxing game in downtime.
Right on.
You can tell which questions Daryl wrote, which ones I wrote, because the ones that he wrote, favorite has a U in it.
You can.
Hey, I have some Canadian love in there.
I just noticed that.
What's your favorite raid boss of all time?
I can't really say. I really liked Lei Shen in Throne of Thunder. It was just a kind of unique boss that progressively got harder as the fight went on. Of course, wiping to it was abhorrent because all of a sudden you did the same thing over and over and over just to get to that last phase.
Yeah.
But it was kind of interesting, at least at the start of progression. The most memorable was definitely Wrath of Arthas for Lich King. It was just, the first time I had killed an end boss during current, and it was just my crowning achievement when I started playing. And so that'll probably be the fight that I remember forever.
Right on. What has you the most hyped about Legion?
Honestly, this may be kind of silly, but just new content. I hate just sitting there for a year with nothing to do. It's just kind of like a slap in the face after sometimes a really good expansion. And there's just nothing to do. People get bored. People get frustrated. They, don't like WoW as much. And it's just the same game. It's just, not anything new. But with Legion, there's new stuff to do. The world quests are just going to be so much, so interesting. So just keeping you wanting to come back because they have all the little different rewards with a constant little thing. And especially since they're not daily locked, it's very nice.
I like that answer. It's a good answer.
It is. Oh,
thanks.
Where are you? Are you on the Overwatch hype train, or is that kind of...
I like Overwatch, but I more like the story that they're kind of building around it. The gameplay, I'm not a first-person shooter, especially one that's so twitchy like Overwatch is. Halo was more my style of first-person shooter, but Overwatch, it's just, you can get clipped by something and all of a sudden you're like, how did I die? Mm-hmm. So, no, not really. Not me.
That's okay.
All right. Bonus questions. Rob, do you have any bonus questions?
No, because I'm kind of hyped to talk about this and get you squared away.
Me too, because I have lots of questions.
I'm just being honest.
All sorts of questions.
I've been adding lots of questions, like, constantly. All right.
Every day the last couple days.
Yep.
This is Belle from Pwncast, and you're listening to the awesome guys on the Training Dummies with Rob and Daryl.
Aww.
Aww.
How much did you
that was a good episode.
What? That was a great episode. I liked, she knew her stuff, man. There's just no substitute for her. Well, if you have any questions or comments or want to find out what we're doing, we are active on Twitter. The show is at Training Dummies. I am at Rob Copeland. Daryl is at hen_TTD. And tonight we're going to talk about Garrisons.
Garrisons 3.0.
I kind of don't know. We joke around about it being Garrisons, but there's almost some truth to that. Daryl, you have a lot of questions, and I don't really know, I guess this goes hand in hand a little bit with where we left off with Belle and the whole artifact thing. So mm-hmm. do you want to lead into it, or Allie, do you want to lead into it?
Well, can I explain the whole not Garrisons 3.0 real quick? I really want to get that in there. It's a fun joke,
but
and that's
but it
great.
Is.
But it's not.
I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
The big thing about garrisons and Draenor was that it was just the place to be. You could get your resources, you could get your gold, you could get your gear, you could get just anything you could ever desire almost was in your garrison. You literally didn't have to leave for most things. And for people to leave was just kind of silly. And, you know, coupled with that was, of course, there was not a whole lot to do outside your garrison. So you just kind of chilled there alone, nobody else. Maybe you invited a friend, but for the most part, just kind of alone. And it wasn't until they added Tanan that you really kind of got out into the world, honestly. While you have, you still have the followers with, the champions, and you have the mission board, which sends people out. The big thing is you only have 5 champions that you can have at a time. So it really reduces the micromanaging of that part. And that's, that really was only one small part of the garrison. And, after everybody jokes about, the followers and everything like that, that was really the most well-received portion of that whole thing. It was just, too much. When you had one garrison really going, you had 25 followers that you were micromanaging and getting the perfect stats and items and traits and just really to fuel gold income. Whereas garrison or order halls won't even be anywhere close to that. You're going to have, only a few things that you can choose from, and you can kind of pick and choose, but being only having 5 active champions at a time, it minimizes, that bloating of stuff. And so while you can get everything else, I'm sure people leveling up have noticed, when you get a gold mission, that's, 60 or 100 gold or maybe 160 gold, but you can go out and do a world quest for 100 gold, and that may take 5 minutes. You can do another world quest for another 100 gold, and that may take another 5 minutes. And so suddenly you're going out and you're getting more gold, and there's more incentives outside. And so really, they're just kind of like a center point, but they're not the focus of what you're doing. They're just kind of like a secondary story. So,
yeah, I kept saying earlier to some of our guildies, like, don't waste your time with the some of this stuff. Don't waste your time with those missions in particular. Brett was like, nah, it's fine, I'll do it. Like, and that's fine. You can do whatever you want to do, but I'm just saying that the way that some of the stuff is designed is really around being able to
outside.
Yeah, you don't need to hang on to this stuff. You don't need to, or I mean, you want to hang on to those resources and spend them on kind of more important things. It doesn't, you can do those missions if you want, but it 118 gold is really,
So I guess that dives into, so they're not garrisons 3.0. Well, the next thing is, well, what are they? Well, they're kind of your central home. Every class has their own kind of theme going on with the whole story. Mages are taking down a great dreadlord, Kathrineer. I haven't done a whole lot of searching into the class quest lines for all the other ones, but they're just kind of the side quest. It kind of helps to, be your central point for your class to develop the side story that goes along with the main story of Legion. Kind of helps the replayability. So you play, your mage for your main and your death knight for your alt, and you get a different kind of story along with the whole thing. And so it's just, kind of like a flavor thing to keep you going, and they really tie in with the artifacts. We have this huge, powerful weapon that you're using and taking down, and everybody comments on it throughout the story. But it really centralizes to bring the story of, the classes and the big lore leaders kind of back into common knowledge. So yeah.
All right. Well, what do I want to use my order hall for then?
So your order hall 4 is going to be mostly about empowering your artifact. It's going to give you your story, but it's just kind of be, for the most part, just kind of your centralized home away from Dalaran. The more I thought about it, the more it was ingenious, honestly. Back in Wrath of the Lich King, Dalaran got overcrowded at some points, and it would just, you didn't want to go to Dalaran because everybody was there, and it just got laggy and awful. It kind of got frustrating to be in. So the class order halls is kind of interesting because you can go to your class order hall and hang out there, and so not everybody's in Dalaran all the time, and so that kind of makes it's a home away from home. which I thought was kind of ingenious the more I thought about it.
The best part is there's no druids in my class order hall. It's like they've been deleted.
Yes. They're over in Valshara. You just kind of hide away from them. And if you're not a druid, it kicks you out, for the record.
It does that for any of the order halls. I was trying to explore that zone where the hunter one is, and that was the last area that I had to explore. I was trying to get up there, and finally I did, and it was just like, you're feeling woozy. Like, what? What just happened?
So it's kind of fun. It adds a little flavor to everything else.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess what you're using them for, you have your story at 100. You go into Dalaran, and some, lore leader for your class is like, hey, you know, we need your help. And so they help you. You help them, and you figure it out, and then you I did the Warlock one in beta, and so you clear out the demons and everything like that, and suddenly that becomes your area to chill and hang out. So you have these demons that are your minions of sorts. And so you just kind of hang out there, and then from there you have your mission, your goal that the all the warlocks need to accomplish to help the full threat of the Legion. And for the mages, you're really trying to get rid of this dreadlord who's been plaguing mages for centuries. It becomes this kind of central quest to go along with the whole everything that's going on with Legion. And as I kind of touched on before, it really is to bolster your artifact between artifact knowledge and some of the advancement stuff. It helps kind of getting through the game and other sorts of stuff and aiding you in kind of minor ways. Mm-hmm. For mages, the second trait you can pick second advancement, you can choose either to get a bunch of portals that send you all around the Broken Isles, or you can get a reduction into your all the missions that you send out for 20% shorter time. So you can pick and choose. I chose the portals. Most people probably won't, just because I know there's a hidden artifact appearance that you can occasionally proc from going through those portals. Plus, honestly, it makes it easier to go from point to point.
Mm-hmm.
I can have my hearth kind of wherever I want to hang out. Currently, I have it set to Suramar so that I can hang out there when I want. I can port back to my order hall when I need to go someplace, and it just kind of makes travel a little easier. But I think technically the better one is the mission reduction time, but whatever.
I found out the one that gives me a chance at the hidden artifact appearance is not the one of the ones I picked. So
okay, well since we brought these up, let's go into the upgrading the class vault, because that's what you're talking about, right? Is the upgrades or advancements or whatever. So how do you do that? Because I've done it a couple times, but I don't know what I did to do it. I really have no idea. It just happened.
Starting off at 100, you get a bunch of quests, and you kind of go through them. It's just kind of your breadcrumbs quests just really start the Legion whole experience. And so one of the things is you go over and you talk to an NPC, and it's choose your order hall advancements. And you talk to this person, and they give you, tier one order advancement. It's 50 resources. It takes 2 hours. It's, it doesn't seem that long, but you get to choose. And each class gets a slightly different bonus. You get one option, which varies class to class. Or you get the second option, which increases your crest rewards to get rare or epic bonus upgrades from non-repeatable quests. That one is going only to 110, and after that point, it's kind of garbage. So if you're going to level and it take a while, it's useful. But for the most part, it's not. It's going to be better off to go with the second one eventually. So there is that. If you make a mistake or you find that sometime you want later, you can change all these things. But you'll notice that they take quite a bit of resources, and it takes some time. And since you can only research one at a time, it takes away from progressing your order hall advancements. So it's just something to keep in mind. So if you're going to take a lot of time to level, get the bonus quest rewards for a little bit, and then swap back over when you have time.
Okay.
Yeah. A tier 2, you have to wait till level 105. You can go back, and honestly, you just talk to her or talk to the NPC again, and then you can make your second choice. That one's a 4-hour and 500 order resources. So you notice the cost goes up and the time goes up. Mm-hmm. But it's not too bad. Tier 3, at 110, you can research your next one. This is where it starts getting pretty crazy. The next one costs 1,000 order hall resources and takes 7 days to research. That's quite a bit of time. From there, you can, as soon as the last one finishes, you can get to the next one. Then tier 4, 10,000 resources, 10 days. Tier 5, 12,500 in 12 days. These all have different choices and very different. And there's a whole list on WoWhead that'll give you a guide, what class gives you what options and what, mm-hmm. you know, what choices you get to choose from. And I could go through them all, but it would take a lot of time. I honestly just say,
no, that's a great idea.
WoWhead has a great guide. that
no, let's go through every one of them. I think that's a wonderful idea.
The only thing I will note is every, you know, tier 6, which is 15,000 order resources and takes 14 days. It's one choice. Everybody gets the same one, and it allows you to equip one additional legendary item if you, you know, get lucky enough to get one to drop, let alone two.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, jeez. Exactly.
So how important do you think that one is to work towards? Or if by chance you get it and you don't have it, then you're gone, oh, no, I should have done that. Like, you know,
right. I mean, I would definitely say it's something to aim for pretty quickly. But at the same point, you know, it all depends on if you get one or two or don't, or you know, and which legendary you get. Honestly, some of them are good, some of them are okay. I know is that for some of them, mages, you can get 10-20k DPS bonuses just for equipping it and using it properly. That's huge, especially right now. Other ones are closer to 2-5k. It makes Arcane go from good and, you know, okay, good to great. And so there's a lot of changes. I think one of them in particular for Resto Druids makes them just amazing with all their hots. I can't remember which one it is, but somebody was talking about it and it was just like, you know, praying to the RNG gods that they got this legendary.
Right. Once you hit level 110, that's when you can start the third upgrade, right? Is that 110? So how many days will it take to reach level 6 then? So I think you said the third was 7 days, was that?
The third was 7 days. So it actually is going to take you about, I think it's 2 months?
2 months,
once you
okay.
start. Yeah, no, it can't be that much. Maybe a month and a half. 7, 10, 12, 14. I mean, so you got 4 weeks right there.
Right, okay.
So about 6 weeks.
Okay.
6 or 7 weeks, if you're pretty adamant about it.
Right.
So there is time. Order resources come moderately quickly, but it will take time.
So how many resources will I need to get my order hall to rank 6 then?
A full ranking is going to cost a wonderful 39,050 order resources.
Oh, that's it?
Only that much, yeah.
All right.
Actually, I have 31,000 hanging on my character right now. So
there you go. Oh, wow. Can you spot me?
It's
some?
Reasonable. I wish they're fine. Honestly, if you kill a bunch of rares, especially as you're leveling, you just don't even notice them accruing. You get a bunch from your class campaign that you're working through constantly, and you get a bunch from world quests. You know, I just did a couple tonight, and I think I got 3,000 in world quest from world quests, which was, you know, nice to get. It just doesn't take a long time.
Right. Okay. So then, the part that's like garrisons, or the reason why everyone says it's garrisons, I would guess, is the mission table.
Yes.
So, what are the reasons for the missions? Why are we doing the missions this time around?
Well, the missions are kind of to help you. For what it is. So the idea of the missions is you're kind of the leader of your new class, is at least how the Mage One goes. You're leading the new Tira's Guard, the new Council of Mages of sorts. Not the Council of Dalaran, but the kind of the behind the scenes, I guess. So what you do is, you know, after you get to 103, you start sending your followers on missions to scout out somebody else. And so you have five quest missions that you have to fulfill, and then you do some more, you know, outside questing, and then you get another set of five that you have to send your champions on to scout out another location. So really the biggest part is that they're helping you progress through your class mission, and your champions are there to help you out. They can level, of course. Some start at 100, some start at 103, some start at 109, and some you get at the end of your class campaign at 110. So there's a lot of a variation in start points. They start off as normal, and then they go to, you know, if you get more experience points, they get to uncommon, and then to rare, and I think to epic as well. And as they progress through those tiers, you can customize them with equipment. Some pieces of equipment reduce the time a mission takes by, say, 20%.
Okay.
Others increase the chances that you will succeed. So you can kind of customize them to get what benefits you want from them without, you know, having to activate and deactivate certain champions and find which one
works. So it sounds a little bit like the shipyard missions with minus... Right. Some of the super annoying part about the shipyard mission.
Yeah, you can't just lose a champion. They don't just die. So that's kind of nice.
That would make it more interesting. It was, honestly.
But with the shipyard stuff, it was a lot of, like, you know, you had to put on these enhancements to your boats to counter certain things. And I think some of that is just baked in now. It's not.
Right. You don't need to play that game. You're not going to have counters from equipment for the most part. Pretty much primarily, no, you won't have any of that. It's all going to be on your characters. You're really only going to see three counters. So you'll want to vary what you have in your champions. Again, you only have five, so there's not a whole lot of choice, but you can pick and choose.
Mm-hmm.
And once you have all those counters, you can mix and match them and find, as they level up again, they have certain traits that they will unlock. Millhouse Mana Storm has a thing where if you're encountering a boss, it will increase the chances of victory by 15%, but it's going to increase the time that the mission takes by 20% or something like that. So there's kind of little fun things that they add to their own little flavors. But after you finish your class campaign quests, there's, you know, little things. There's going to be a lot of artifact power that you get from those, especially as you start going up artifact knowledge ranks.
Okay.
You know, they start off at, like, you know, 200, and then it goes to about 250 as you get your rank 1, and then that will spike up. So that's going to be a steady stream of artifact power for a large portion of the player base, I would say. And so the higher that your character, your champion levels are, and the better gear that they get, because you can increase their eye level as well, will help you, you know, gain those things as well throughout the expansion. And I'm certain they'll add, you know, more stuff as the expansion goes on.
Okay. In doing some of the missions, I've noticed that almost all of them are more than 100%. And it shows that they're, like, it'll be like 120% or whatever. Does that 20% do anything, or is it just, why is it showing me that?
As long as you have all the counters correctly, as long as you've countered all the things, there's a chance that you will get bonus loot. So if the mission rewards follower experience, you typically get a chance to get an item that will give even more follower experience. So that you can target a follower who might be lagging behind in level, so you can, you know, boost their experience a bunch. If you're sending out a mission for gold, you might get additional gold. If you're going for artifact power, you might get another item for artifact power. So it kind of adds a little bonus for, sure, you have all the traits countered, but if you can really bump up that that percentage. I had one mission where I sent it out for 160%. And so when you have that, suddenly you get the, you know, the 210 artifact power item, and then you get another, I think it was 200 artifact power bonus item. So you just doubled your rewards easily. So it's kind of a cool way to keep things interesting and actually make you think beyond just getting to 100%, but maybe get it to 105% to get that slight chance at a better reward.
Okay. I'm sure this is, well, it's related to the Order Hall because that's, I believe that's where you get the quest, but the class quests. Why are they so important, or are they that important to get those done? Like, what's the big deal with the class quests?
So, as I mentioned before, they had the side story in Legion is this, the mage or the demon hunter or the warlock story that, you know, you start when you get your order hall, and then it continues on. There's a lot of breadcrumb trails, but at 101, you can pick up your first two champions and really start your mission table on your side. And then you kind of go off to do more questing. At 103, you can come back. The class campaign continues as long as you've finished. I'm mistaken here. You continue. So it'll send you on to a certain quest to continue the story that you left off before. And then it's going to give you two more champions after you do the quests out in the world. And then it's going to give you the missions for the five. And so you can work on those as you get up to level 110. Some people will beat those five missions, other people won't. It's, you know, as how quick you're leveling. When you get to 110, you continue on with the quest story, and that's just a steady stream of quests. You're progressing through, you know, trying to solve whatever mystery or, you know, combat whatever evil that your class has decided it needs to take on in Legion. And as you progress through that, you're going to get to the end, and it will unlock a third relic for your artifact weapon.
Oh, okay.
And so relics, as Bell talked about last time, they increase your item level of your artifact. And so suddenly, you know, right now heroics give items that will increase it by, I think it was like 36 or something like that, item levels. Mm-hmm. You know, if you can increase it by 36 times 2, that's good. If you can increase it by 36 times 3, that's even better.
Yeah.
So that's really going to keep you, you know, that's it, it. When I got that third relic today, it increased my character eye level from 818 to 826. So it's just a huge boost.
Oh, that's nice.
It's a huge boost in power. So it's important. That's really going to make sure that you stay competitive in raiding and dungeons or, you know, questing. It really, you'll notice the boost in power pretty quickly. So it's nice to have that little thing.
Today, I think it was today in chat, our guild chat, someone was asking, or he couldn't quite get into heroic, so someone mentioned they could buy an upgrade for gear they got from their order hall. How do you get gear from your order hall? I haven't seen any yet. I'm only 108, so I don't know when that happens, but how do you get gear? Where does it come from?
So when you get to level 110, you'll get a quest to celebrate your achievements, and they'll give you your first piece of gear. I think it's a piece of wrists, and so it's 810 item level. And then you can get another piece of item shortly after as you continue through. I think it's as you progress through. Some items are unlocked by achieving certain reputation levels. Other ones are by finishing some sort of achievements or stuff like that.
Usually like honored with the Nightfallen.
Nightfallen gives you a certain item. Revered with two Legion factions gives you another. Earning 100,000 artifact points will get you another piece. So it creates this set, and the set is an alternate appearance to the Mists of Pandaria challenge mode sets. So you'll notice the theme, the general theme of them. They're going to be slightly different. I think of note the Paladin one, where there are some spikes on the shoulders. Those are gone. And the class set. So it's a kind of a toned down version of the Mists of Pandaria set. If you earn that set, don't worry. It's still going to be special, and it's still going to be standing out compared to these. Anyways, going back to the upgrading of them, certain items start at item level 810, others start at 820, others start at 830, and some start at 840. One item starts at 850. But for the other ones, you can increase their item level by buying items from the same vendor for 500 resources. Any item that is 810 can be increased to 820.
Okay.
For 1,000 resources, you can upgrade any item that's 820 to 830. And for 2,000 resources, any 830 item can be upgraded to 840. And so that's the maximum item level you can get from all those items. But, I mean, it is quite a bit of order resources. And if you're able to get into heroics and mythic dungeons, those are definitely going to be the better option, because the gear is easier to get and quicker to get. But I, of course, not everybody can do that, and everybody has different goals, and so it gives a nice option. The gear also has some nice set bonuses for questing out in the world. The two set increases your health regen during the whole time. The four set decreases the damage you take by 50% when you go under 30% health. The six piece increases your intellect, I think, for mages by 1,000 or something, and then the 8 piece gives you a chance to increase your mastery by 2,000. So it's kind of a cool little thing that they have going on there.
I felt like I was outgrowing it too fast for it to be useful, though. I don't know if you would agree.
Yeah, you'd have to upgrade it to really have it be useful, I found. But at the same point, those set bonuses don't activate in dungeons. They don't activate in raids. So while they're nice for questing, particularly if you're not doing a lot of the heroics and mythics and raiding, this is going to be a nice little fun set to play with and kind of poke around on the side, particularly if you're not very aggressive with progression on that character.
Okay, cool. Huh, what else? I'm sure I'm going to have more questions later, like when we're all done. I'm sure I'll have more questions.
No, I'm actually letting you you talk a lot, because I've done it several times on beta, and I've done it quite a bit, and I don't know how, you get stuck in your own perspective sometimes, and I want you to get what you want out of it, and maybe I can fill in some of the gaps, or Allie knows what she's talking about.
So. Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess you mentioned earlier, we talked about, should somebody have sent out all these missions for stuff like that? I'm not sure if we touched on that enough, but... some people, yes, I would, some people are going to be really about sending every single mission out that they can. Mm-hmm. For now, I would kind of caution people and say, hold on, you have a lot of resources you're going to be doing within the next, couple months to spend on upgrading your order hall for advancements. You're going to have, each mission sends out quite a bit of resources. I mean, I'm seeing some that are 600 resources, if you're not countering the right thing. So that's that's a chunk of resources. And while they're somewhat easy to come by, getting them in large chunks can be time consuming.
Right.
So I would hesitate to say, go gung ho, because as we mentioned before, you have 39,000 that you need to spend eventually on your advancements. Of course, we haven't touched on it all that much, but artifact knowledge, which increases the rate that you earn artifact points, is going to be the biggest thing. You're going to be spending 500 resources every 5 days to keep those work orders going. And something that we haven't touched on, but the seals, the bonus roll seals, they're coming back. They'll be active for purchase on the 20th of September when raids and everything open.
Right.
Each seal, if you buy them from resources, the first one, you can get 3 a week. The first one's going to cost 1,000 resources. The second one's going to cost 2,000. And the third one's going to cost 4,000. So that's, potentially 7,000 resources that you're going to spend every week if that's your main, if that's how you're going to dump or get your seals. You can buy them with gold. They're the same pricing range, 1,000, 2,000, 4,000. So, it becomes that back and forth. Am I okay getting 7,000 gold a week? Am I okay getting 7,000 resources a week? Or do I have to mix it up? And so that's something that you need to keep in mind as well, as you're, suddenly that's 600 or even 300 or 200 resources for that mission. Do you really need the rewards quite yet? Or can you hold off a little bit? Unlike in Draenor, you're not going to get, just free gear by participations, by sending missions off. I think, Rob, you sent one out and you got one where it was it gave you a quest to go to a dungeon to kill to do something, and then it gave you a box. And then from that box, you got a piece of gear. So it's a little roundabout. You can't just sit there and say, okay, I get a free piece of gear in 6 hours.
Makes you work
actually
for it.
Continually have to. It makes you work for it, right. And so it's more just kind of like a bonus because odds are you're still going to be going to those dungeons anyways to get gear. So while it's a bonus and it's a nice thing, it's not quite as quote unquote mandatory. You're not gonna walk into normal mode, and after a couple weeks, you're going to start getting heroic gear just freely given to you. It's not going to be like that. For a lot of people, they're going to like that. Some people are going to be upset about it, but you can't please everybody. I think this was a better option to make sure that you're still, actively participating in the game.
Right. Okay.
I agree. It's a little bit different than just the loot pinata flying around everywhere.
Right. What else can I ask? Okay, well, here's an obvious one, but is there an app for that?
Why, yes.
Funny you ask.
Funny you ask. I think it was a couple days ago at PAX, Blizzard announced that they were putting out an phone app. People had asked for it for garrisons. People had asked for it for shipyards. And finally, for Legion, a couple years later, here it is. And it's a neat little app. It's downloadable for Android or iPhone. So it gives you those options. I'm pretty certain it's not for Windows Phone, but I'm pretty certain most people in the world have decided to give up that little venture. I don't know. I still see a couple flying around. It's crazy. What it does is you log into your character, and any character that you've leveled that has at least one champion, you can access that character's app, you can access that character on the app, and you can send your champions out on missions. You can recruit, or you can send out work orders for minions, for mages. There's some water elementals that you can pick up, and otherwise are Tereskard apprentices. You can, of course, collect those missions when they finish up to send out to the new ones. You can upgrade your followers as well, both by item level and by equipment that they're holding. And the coolest thing that I found is you can actually see what all the world quests are active. Say you're lucky and you have a job where you can sit around and get, be a little bored for 20 minutes, or say you're on lunch, you can, because I would totally not condone doing games while you work, right?
You didn't hear it here.
But you can kind of start to plan out. You can see the duration that each world quest lasts, and you can kind of plan out what you might want to do when you get home. So you can kind of optimize instead of just going, okay, what do I have when I get home? So that was kind of a cool feature to add on. It kind of expanded it a little bit. But there's still no, real ID chat on your phone. Because that feature hasn't been asked for ages. But slowly but surely, right? At least you can manage your missions. And I think I even saw a couple of the devs talking about how they felt like a little kid sneaking their phone under the covers at 3 o'clock in the morning to send their followers out.
That's awesome.
It helps. It helps kind of consolidate things. Because especially as you're going through leveling and starting off, the class campaign. Mm-hmm. When a mission lasts 12 hours, you really want to chain those suckers as much as you can.
No kidding, man. And sometimes so you just can't get online.
No, right. And, just being able to sweep, hop on for, 2 minutes on your phone and send people off. If you're not home to do that on the game, suddenly you can continue that progress without being left behind, I guess, or taking extra time. Because it is such a long process, unless you were really grinding things out, it took a few days. It took me about 3 or 4 days to really get the class campaign finished at 100 or 110. Right. So it does take time, especially when you're being gated for 5 days, potentially.
Yeah, no, it is pretty slick. I was able to complete my first five missions. I did the last three using the app. So that was pretty slick. And then on my Shaman tonight, I logged into it just before we started, and I had 600 artifact power from four missions that gave me 150 each that I had done just from the app. So that got me two levels of my, or two traits I was able to level tonight just from sending my missions out, so that was really cool.
Two traits for 600 artifact power.
Yeah. I know. But one thing to add to that, though, the world quests do not show up until you are 110 on the app, because I haven't seen any on there yet, but I'm also not 110 yet.
Well, you have to do a whole intro quest to unlock world quests.
So. Ah, see, there we go.
Yeah.
Soon.
It's a little bit of a deal.
Yeah, there's a lot of gating here, but it's not unreasonable.
Right.
And I think it's paired well between the Order Hall campaign and the regular Legion campaign. Unfortunately, if you're really trying to blitz through the Order Hall campaign, sometimes you can forget which quests they are and you're kind of doing the wrong quests. So.
Well, all right. I don't think I have any more questions.
No?
I don't think so. Trying to look at the notes here and see what we didn't ask yet, because I started asking a bunch, but see, that got covered. Yeah. Is there any other final points you want to add about order halls, or Rob, do you have anything to add?
No, I think the main thing is that there's just a series of quests that start to come through as you're leveling up. If you're staying on top of it, who was it that was saying, like, they just didn't know. They didn't know that, oh, well, I didn't know I was supposed to go over there and talk to that guy and do that thing. Mm-hmm. It's probably salty, but...
I would say the biggest part is that as much as they, you know, they pretty much lead you point to point and where you need to go for all these, they don't really... I feel like while everything's fairly self-explanatory, there's a lot of things that just aren't shown to you as well. They're not just brought up. They're just kind of there for you to explore, which for something so central as the Order Hall, you know, I started to talk about somebody and said, oh, well, when do you start learning your artifact knowledge? Well, at 110, they start the work orders. I'm like, oh, I didn't see anybody. You know, I didn't see a quest or anything like that. And I'm pretty sure she just, or that NPC just exists and suddenly allows you to do order artifact knowledge. I'm not 100% positive. I just kind of did it and ran.
They're chilling down there. Like it wasn't a, I don't know, wasn't a big deal.
Right, but it's like there's not like a quest marker of go see this person. I don't believe. So it's kind of like a if you don't know about it and you're not incredibly and you kind of just are zoning, you might not notice it. And so for a 5-day work order, if you don't see it for 3 days, that's time, especially since, as you start getting the later traits, 12,000, 15,000, 16,000 artifact power, it takes some time to go through. So you want to get any little benefit you can.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Anything that you can do, like, I mean, there's just so many steps along the way. We're like at, 102, you go back to your...
Well, that's actually a legion.
I keep wanting to say garrison.
It's the that's the Legion story chain, that 102.
Oh, so is it?
Yes, it's not even the Order Hall.
They
the
all kind of tie in together, don't they?
Or they do. Is that... They do, but not 100%. Because that quest is the same regardless of what character you're on. Whereas the 101, the 103, the 105 advancement point, and then everything at 110 is class-specific. But they don't, nobody tells you to go back at 103 to start your quest chain.
Yeah, nobody and that's tells the
you to go back at 105 to start your next advancement section.
Right.
And, they don't tell you to go back at 101 to be like, oh, hey, look what you can do now. And so I wish there was a little more of a breadcrumb there. I think they just assume you're going back so often that you're going to notice it at some point. But
well, it could
apparently
be a throwback to the whole, they're really kind of reaching back for that vanilla Burning Crusade feel where, you're not going to get your hand held for every single little thing. And, there's so many resources out there at this point. You're probably going to figure it out before it's too late. But I don't know. I go back and forth on it. I kind of like something, there's a lot of the little, the pop-up quests that are like, they play that little ding and then they're like, oh, Khadgar wants you to come shine his shoes real quick before you go and eat watermelon on the terrace. And you're like, what? What is this? And you go up there and, I like the lead in stuff, but I don't, sometimes the mystery is kind of.
That is true. But like, as you said, like this whole thing, somebody said, well, why do this whole thing? Why make all these, chains and stories and stuff like that? Well, I'm not sure if everybody else has heard the same thing, but, you know, I keep seeing pop-ups of, you know, I'd love to do class quests again. And developers say, well, it's not worth the time. Mm-hmm. But I'm assuming that they saw enough people really clamoring for it. I mean, I'm not sure if anybody was able to do it, but, like, you know, back in vanilla for Benediction, you know, even doing it when I found out a pop-up about it, and so I started working on it at, you know, level 80, and it was still hard. Like, holy crap, that was ridiculous. Like, it still took time and effort and thought to really get it done. So, like, it was cool to get it, because I was like, wow, this is still kind of special. And of course, it wasn't really all that special. Like, I can't imagine somebody doing it back in vanilla, when you had to rank down spells and doing stuff like that. Like, I legitimately was running out of mana and doing... It was just ridiculous. But you had all those, like, little flavor things. You know, the paladins got their mounts, and they had a special quest chain to get it, and the warlocks had their mounts, and the warlocks, you know, back when you had to go out to... If you were questing over in Kalimdor, and you wanted your Voidwalker, you had to go all the way over to the bridge at Khazmadan near the wetlands. You had to go all the way over there walking to get the Void Walker soul or something like that. Like, it was just, there was just ridiculous things that you did that just tied into the story, but that were just class specific.
Right.
And
yeah.
I think that's what they're trying to, like you said, trying to bring back kind of the feel of vanilla without actually giving you the awfulness that was vanilla World of Warcraft.
That's funny.
Nobody wants to pray for their single trash drop so that they can, you know, repair their gear for that night. You know, nobody wants to farm 6 hours for a 1 hour raid for materials. You know, warlocks don't want a, you know, 3 bags full of soul shards just to, you know, make it through a raid night. You know, it's just all the little things that are quality of life that we never want to do anymore, but everybody says they want to.
Yeah, all right, well, is that wrap up the topic then?
I think so, man. I mean, a lot of it's really just going to be a matter of getting in and doing, hitting 110 again and getting the world quests. And that's huge. That's like, that's big deal there. So,
yeah, I'm close. I'm real close.
I believe it.
I would say definitely the big thing is, you know, enjoy it. Really dig in. And some people will complain about it, but read the quest text. Really, really follow the story that you're being pushed through. The quest text, you know, the little words that pop up as you click yes and accept and, you know, okay, I did this and...
I don't know what you're talking
about. Don't know what you're talking about. They really did a good job. And while they're, you know, these order halls are a little confusing of some sorts, they do a really good job of helping you along the way. And, you know, as I said, you know, before... WoWhead is a great resource. They have everything that you would need. And, you know, some people complain that there's a little confusion. I definitely know they've been working on making things easier to find, easier to pull up. Right on the start page when you go there, they have the new expansion Legion, and they have things for starting quests, professions, reputation, artifacts, class halls, missions, just everything that you could want, and kind of guides from people on there. They're doing a stellar job, and I can't give them any more credit. I can't give them enough praise for, you know, how they're trying to, you know, provide everybody with any information they can get.
All righty. Okay. Yeah. So send us an email at the show at thetradingdummies.com if you have anything to add to this topic or have questions about future topics. Or please feel free to leave. Oh, wait a minute. Wow, there's a word missing in this sentence, or there's an extra word. Anyway.
Who wrote that?
I don't know who wrote that. Please feel free to leave us a voicemail or join our Discord server at thetradingdummies.com.
It seems fate has brought us together.
You have my gratitude.
We make a great team.
I'm sure glad you're around.
Well, if it ain't my favorite person.
You have your uses, don't you?
You have quite a talent there.
Together, our victory is assured.
Good enough.
Rob, what do you have for shoutouts?
The guild, because, I mean, I could go down and start listing everybody's names, but... You know, a lot of people in the guild are stepping up their game and got some just helping each other out and encouraging each other and finding all these cool ways to, you know, to kind of get around and So I'm going to shout out the guild. Ali, for coming on tonight. Thank you so much. It's actually really cool to have you back on again. You've been,
yeah, no problem. Thanks.
Been a huge resource for all of us as well. So, Daryl, what about you?
I'm going to echo what you said with the guild. It's great to log in, even, you know, at 10 o'clock in the evening, and still see lots of people in guild and in the game. I'm looking forward to running some dungeons within the guild. You know, once we get into raiding here in a couple of weeks, too, I'm really looking forward to that with everyone. And, of course, too, Ali, as Rob said, for coming on the show and explaining order halls to me and answering my questions on them for the last probably week and a half. Thank you. Thank you very much.
We got to have questions and I'm still answering questions.
Exactly. And I'm sure there'll be more. Just you wait.
Always just more. You wait. That's okay.
All right, Ali, what do you got for us for shout outs?
Definitely. I'm sure you heard it before, but definitely WoWhead. They are a wonderful resource and I'm constantly going back there. I would say friends and definitely guildies for working together, helping people get geared and get through dungeons and just having a good time. It's wonderful, like you said, just to get on and see people and chit-chat and, you know, work towards something and get ready for raiding because new content, new bosses to kill.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Nice.
All right. Before we wrap this episode, Ali, where can people reach you if they have more questions about this topic or anything else?
Well, I am fairly freely available on Discord. You can always poke at me if you're in any of the servers I'm at. Aleva is my go-to name, and you hard to miss me. But mostly, I'm very active on Twitter at Aleva, A-L-L-A-Y-V-A. And you can send questions, love, hate, whatever. I don't care. Preferably not hate.
Well, that wraps up episode 137 of The Training Dummies. You can find this and past episodes of the show over on iTunes, Stitcher, or thetrainingdummies.com. And remember, we're all just jackasses with mics. So until next time.
It's advice you can trust.
Woo!
From people you shouldn't.
Woo!